Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Today's Tuesday, April 1st, 2014. It's also day 28, the 28th day of our journey towards Palm Sunday. It's part of a four-day journey and we're up to day 28. And we're praying for and believing God, interceding on behalf of the nations, our cities, our communities, and whatever else the Holy Spirit places on our plate as a prayer task or assignment. Well, good morning to you. Every time this time of the year comes around, I don't know, since I was a child, I remember going back. It takes me all the way back to school days. April 1st is also known as April Fool's Day. I haven't researched how that came about, but in any event, as a child coming up, we would prepare ourselves with all kinds of tricks and sayings on the way to school and at school, to trick our friends, our associates, in some kind of way, because it's April Fool's Day. And we had a lot of fun with that. Don't take it too seriously now that I'm grown and fully adult. But every time this time of the year comes around, I remember those days. So it's April 1st, and you are wise that you are up and you have joined us. And I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. And you're not foolish in any kind of way. You are wise. You're seeking God. And, you know, it says of the men in the Bible that came to see Jesus at his birthplace, they were wise. Well, we are too. Well, today we are focused on God's forgiveness and his willingness and ability to heal broken relationships. And we want to pray about that. We want to seek God's healing, you know, for our tendencies at times to be unforgiving. And that's a very human thing. We struggle with unforgiveness. It's not unusual. However, it is the most popular poison that Satan uses against God's people. When unforgiveness is present, it effectively blocks our prayers, and of course we don't want that. It will even ruin one's health if allowed to stay and fester. Unforgiveness is often the cause of mental disorders such as depression. It can even cause cancer and arthritis. It doesn't mean that every case of that is because of unforgiveness, but unforgiveness does produce those effects. So when we sow forgiveness, God is able to heal our broken bodies and our broken relationships as well. And our prayers are heard in heaven. Our minds and bodies respond with health. So those are some truths that we wanted to focus on today as we pray through our prayer assignments today. We are praying on behalf of Europe and Central Asia. This has been a wonderful journey. And today, we are praying for France, Georgia, Germany, Gibraltar, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, and Ireland. These are the countries that are part of Europe and Central Asia, and we are praying for them today. Let us enter in. Let us go before the throne of divine and awesome grace. Father, we do thank you today for this day, the 1st of April. It's Tuesday. You foreordained that we would walk in this day and walk through it. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us a heart and a mind to get up and to seek your face early in the morning. That is your gift to us, that we were able to awaken today. You kept us while we slept, kept our spirits, and you allowed our bodies the chance to rest and recuperate from the labor of the past days. We thank you for the strength that you've given to us today. And we commit ourselves to using the energy and the strength that you've given to us to bring you glory in this day, to lift up your holy name in our words, thoughts, and deeds. So we thank you that we are awesomely favored and divinely powered and blessed in this day because of you. We ask you to forgive us, even as we forgive those that trespass against us. Sometimes it's difficult for us to forgive because of injuries of all kinds, but you did teach us in your word that in order to for us to receive our own forgiveness, we must give and sow the gift of forgiveness. Forgiving those who have injured us in some kind of way. Well, today we ask that you would strengthen us, give us the courage, and give us the wisdom and insight on exactly how to sow forgiveness so that we can receive your forgiveness, the forgiveness provided for by your Son, Christ Jesus, so generously and willingly. We ask that you would cleanse us all unrighteousness, because your word said that you would if we confess our sin. But we confess our weaknesses today, including that in the area of forgiveness, where we have been slow, and in doing that, we have been holding back and not being forthright and generous enough, as you are with your own forgiveness of our sins. So we receive all that you offered today, and we thank you for the courage. We thank you for the sight and the insight that you've given to us on this day, and we ask your forgiveness. Thank you for the strength for us to forgive others, those that have trespassed against us. We ask you to heal our relationships, renew them, restore them. We ask that you would also remove from our minds every sense of fear and anxiety. You would remove from our bodies the effects that may have been in process due to unforgiveness, that we would have peace of mind. Depression would leave. Every disease process would end right now, and the newness of life would come into our minds, our hearts, our bodies, and wellness and health, radiant health, will replace disease. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning once again and welcome. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this outstanding honor and privilege of hosting a prayer session. Your lines are open, and if you would, you can share with us a praise report or a prayer request. Either one or both of those would be right on time and in season for sure. And if you have a prayer request, know that the power of agreement, which exists right now, is available to you. Heaven is on the line and waiting and listening. I have a prayer target, and I received a request for prayer for Valerie Burney. She's ill, and she has relative complications, but one of them is that she has been experiencing seizures. Now, I can't imagine what that's like. Never had one of those, but I've seen and observed and been around individuals, and it's not a pretty thing to watch. Scary every time. So we want to pray Valerie's deliverance, that she would be healed completely from all of the dysfunctions of her body, and that her medical team would find the wisdom and the insight on exactly how to approach her case, because it has been challenging and difficult for them. Let us lift up Valerie to the throne of grace right now. Father, we do thank you for this privilege of standing in the gap for someone that you love and care for, someone that you created. We thank you, Lord, that at your throne there is healing. You are the God that heals us. And so we lift up Valerie right now in your presence. We ask you to touch her. Touch her, imparting healing and deliverance from all that troubles her mind and her body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the deliverance that has come. We send the word of healing right to Valerie's home right now, right to her room. Be healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear Father, for the testimony and the report of a breakthrough in health, in living. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for healing and delivering Valerie from all her diseases. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. There is a scripture, if you may. It's taken from Genesis chapter 50 and verse 17 through 20. It describes an incident that took place many centuries ago. Let us read that scripture. Please forgive the transgression of the servants of God, of your father. Joseph wept when they spoke to him. But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I am in God's place." Let me read that again. I read that incorrectly. Please forgive me. "Do not be afraid, for am I in God's place?" It was a question. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." This is a record of Joseph being second only to Pharaoh in Egypt, during a large famine in that area, and his family came to get food. They didn't know that he, well, who he was, because his brothers had sold him into slavery. I remember hearing this story as a child, and I thought, what a terrible thing. Your brothers sell you into slavery. Your own kind, your own blood. I thought that was terrible. But God had a plan, and it worked out that Joseph ended up in Egypt, went through many things, being falsely accused, being sent to prison, and then being elevated to the second highest position in Egypt. That was God. And that's a good story of forgiveness, because he could have now withheld food from his brethren and also been extremely vindictive and angry and all of that. But he chose to forgive. And that's what we're to do. We're to allow God to heal our broken relationships. If you're having a difficult time forgiving someone or individuals, well, we're asking God to strengthen us right now to forgive so that our prayers can be heard on high. And also, the patterns of revenge and getting even are broken immediately. So we don't have to try to get even. Also, we can recover our health and our strength by actually doing what Christ did, forgiving us. So if you have that situation, don't feel like you're the worst person on the planet, because it's a very human condition. And many times, quite often, and it will happen again and again, where we will be or perceive that we are hurt or offended by someone, and we are wanting a pound of flesh, so to speak. But then the Holy Spirit tells us to release, let them go, forgive them, and their sin will be forgiven, and so will yours. And so that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful dynamic. Father, help us today. Whoever is halted and stalled at the point of unforgiveness, unable to release, to let go, we ask you right now, by your Holy Spirit, to lay your finger on that issue, pinpointing it, while imparting to us strength, courage, faith in the name of Jesus to let go and let you have your way. You are the only judge, the righteous judge. So we thank you right now for helping us to get the release, the healing that we need, the peace. Yes, your peace that comes from the sowing of forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want our prayers to be heard, and heaven won't hear us if we're carrying around those things that are weighty like that. They're debilitating, to say the least. If you have a prayer request, now is a good time to share that with us. Just remember that a relationship with the Lord is very special. He wants us to bring those things that we care about, or those persons that we care for, that we would like to see healed, we'd like to see delivered.
Good morning, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome. Good morning. Yes.
I thank God for this new, brand new day. I thank God for the prayer line. I have a prayer report and a prayer request. I want to thank God for traveling with me, for my grandson DJ. He's back in New Jersey from his spring break in Virginia.
Praise the Lord.
And I want to thank God for bringing him safe, taking him safely, and bringing him back safely. I also want to ask for prayer for my brother, who would be going into rehab today in Trinidad. And this is my second brother in a month that has voluntarily decided to go into rehab.
Awesome.
I am asking that God will place men and women of God to minister to him, and that this would be his point of salvation.
Yes.
And that this rehab will work, and when he come back from the rehab, he will be a new man in Christ. His name is Trevor.
Praise the Lord. Even as you shared that with us, I just felt this sadness in my spirit, and it's from the Lord. It's from the Lord concerning not just your brother, but anyone who has that issue, It's not a condemning kind of sadness. It's a sadness of compassion, because there's so much pain that's available in people's lives that they're medicating to relieve pain. And the pain is from the adversary. That's what it is. And so we must, thank you for sharing that with us, we must lift up your brother and others, and we even think of Tammy here, who is in an extended program now. She's graduated the first phase, and she's in an extended program now, where it's in Bronx, New York. She went from Brooklyn to the Bronx, in a program called Able House, and she's praising the Lord. She's leading prayer ministry there among the ladies. Imagine that. Tammy is doing that. That's what God will do when you submit to him. He'll transform and change. And so we believe in God for your brother, Christine, right now, to strengthen him. That is the first step in a journey back to the Lord. Oh, we thank him. We thank him. We thank him. Father, we thank you for Sister Christine, and thank you for answering her prayers. And she's able to see her prayers fulfilled at the throne of grace. She's able to see salvation coming to her clan, her family, as they submit one by one to your rulership, to your great plan and purposes for their lives. We thank you for the brothers and their surrender, their desire to be free from substance abuse, and to go on and become all that you have made them to be. We thank you for them on this day. We thank you, Lord, that this is a day. This is not a day of fools or for fools. This is a day that you have made, and we're rejoicing in it. And it's a day of deliverance as well and restoration. It's a day of answered prayer for all who will dare to call upon your name. And we thank you right now, even as this day dawns and begins, as the sun begins to rise, that Sister Christine's brother will hear your voice, hear your call, know that you are with him and you're moving on his behalf. That's why the doors are open for recovery and restoration. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to give him the courage he needs to move forward towards you without fear, without any anxiety, just knowing that he's on the right track, doing the right thing, and certainly you're pleased and you're there to help. Bless all of them. May they be closely related. In fact, closely related. They will stand with each other and for each other, and together would be a worshiping tribe, a worshiping clan, a worshiping family, worshiping you and you alone, dear God.
Yes.
We thank you right now for answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. And we'll continue to hear great reports, great testimonies of your power to change and transform those that submit to you. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen.
It's done. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
that is
you,
a
Lord.
a wonderful set of circumstances that are, and I really believe we haven't heard the extent of it yet.
No, I have one more brother.
Yes.
One more.
Yes.
This one is the oldest. The youngest have given his life, and we have the middle brother now that we are praying for.
Okay.
So
I know that
this is the beginning of a new thing for my family.
Yes.
And
I am
so grateful to God. I'm so grateful to God that I am alive to see my parents' prayers are being answered.
Yes. Yes, I was just about to say, remind your brothers, that those that are taking the steps, the important steps that are needed, that in this they're honoring your mother and your father.
Yes,
they're honoring. They're doing exactly what the scripture says. Honor your mother and your father, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord has given you. So their days are being lengthened by their decisions. And they're also honoring their parents. This is so huge. Thank you for sharing it with us. This is huge. And anyone that's listening that has a similar set of circumstances, and it could be, it doesn't necessarily have to be siblings, it could be your children, it could be your grandchildren. God wants them delivered. That's the point. He wants them delivered, and you're standing in the gap for them. And it's our pleasure to join you as you do that, because the Word of God says, if two agree in the earth, it's touching anything, it shall be done. And we'd be able to say to the mountain, move and be cast into the sea. And sure enough, that's where it lands. So we thank God for praise reports like we're hearing. And what it's doing, it's extending and expanding our faith. And I need faith expansion, believe me. I need it. And I thank God. So when we ask for praise reports and prayer requests, this thing is doing something to us and for us, more so than it's doing anything for the Lord. The Lord is pleased, but he knows when we do and take these steps, it causes our own growth, our own development. It increases the strength that he's given us. It increases the faith that he's given us. Because we have faith. Every man is given a measure. However, it has to be exercised. That's how it grows, like a muscle, you know. So we thank God for that, and we're looking forward to more praise reports. Now, all of our lines are open where you can be heard. So as our time winds down, if you have a prayer request that you just thought of, well, let us share it with us and let us agree with you in before the throne of grace. While the getting is good, let's get, so to speak. So you can speak up now. You have a few minutes while, you know, the window is closing. It's called time. And so it's closing. So if you want to drop your request, and now is the time to do it. Because I have one, and I'm going to drop it in, but I'm giving you the first dibs, so to speak. Okay.
Glory yes. to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Almighty God, the one true and the living God. I give him glory
yes.
this morning, and I thank him for life. I thank him for strength. I thank him for giving me a purpose to desire my heart to love and serve him in spirit and in truth. Give God
yes.
thanks. I have a praise report and also a prayer request this morning. A few months ago, I had asked for prayer for my youngest son, we call him Junior, because
yes.
he was going through some a little season of hurt heart. Because
heartbreak.
he was supposed to be getting married, and then it fell apart. And
okay.
I prayed for him, and I asked for prayer for him, and we prayed for him, and I thank God today that last week was his birthday. He turned 27, and the effect of the situation in him, I cannot see any. You know, any depression or anything of the sort, which is some of the things that we prayed for him. So I thank God today that he has, well, as we could say, bounced back. Probably not completely, but I know that it's because of the prayers that went up for him that is enabling him to go through and see things that, you know, he wouldn't feel like, okay, that was the end of everything. So I thank God for that, and he shared with me briefly on last week also, just after his birthday, that he's even considering going into the Air Force. And so,
no, praise God.
For him, as he makes that decision, and thank God for his life, I also pray that he would come to know the Lord. I pray for his salvation, as also for all of my children, but I pray for him. And as he makes this decision, that he might even accept the Lord before he goes in to the program to become an Air Force personnel.
so I'd like to listen to him.
Praise the Lord. Well, that's what I'm talking about. We have to pray for our tribe and our clan. We do have to. God wants all the families to be represented at the day of his son's appearing. We see that in Revelation chapter 5. It says, and we have been redeemed from every kindred and every tribe. Oh, so pray for your tribe. Intercede for your tribe. Because there's that day that's coming. It may not be happening in our lifetimes, but it's coming. Father, we thank you for Jennifer, this mother who is concerned about her children and their stand and position with you. Father, we thank you for helping her son to recover from a broken heart and help him, Lord, to continue. Thank you for giving him the courage to go forward, to see himself going down the road of life, achieving and accomplishing, even though he has experienced a setback. But we know, Lord God, that your plans work often through setbacks, and it's a setback for a comeback that
Hallelujah.
He will be powerful in his life, and he will look back and even himself comment and says, you know, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. He will know that you are with him and you were with him even as he experienced disappointment and heartbreak. So we thank you, Lord, for healing him, for strengthening him, for giving him a sound mind. And Father, we're believing you for his salvation. He will testify of his relationship with you, of your goodness and of your mercy, because now you're strengthening him and making him a man of faith. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to put in my prayer request. I think that you would allow me to do that. My prayer request revolves around the need for the building that we occupy, the Stanley Theater. We are working on several projects, actually the funding or financing of several projects, and these are wonderful projects. It would include causing our building to have a smaller carbon footprint. And what I mean by that is that we would be generating our own power for use. We would be at very little cost compared to the power consumption that we do use right now, and the exorbitant cost. We are looking at making the facility comfortable, tempering it heating wise and cooling and all of those. And so we're working feverishly to bring about conclusion to the funding for these projects, which will kick off once we give the go-ahead. But what we're waiting for is for the best possible deal that we can get. So I want to pray and ask God to give us a better deal. A better deal. We're waiting for the best possible deal that we can get. And God has sent someone to walk alongside of us who understands the ins and outs of those things and is helping us. So let us pray that the doors of favor would open and we would get the best possible deal, even as we seek to go forward with these projects. Father, we thank you today And we know that in you all our needs are met. We also know that you've given us a vision, and that vision revolves around your heart to serve the nations, to serve people, to bring them to yourself. And we propose and agree with that vision. We know, Lord, that in Christ Jesus and by Christ Jesus, all of our needs are met. We thank you for the restoration of the facility. We thank you, Lord, for its functionality in the community, that it will be and truly be the tabernacle in the wilderness. It will be the place of dwelling, the place of peace, the place people will identify as a go-to to hear your word, to experience your love. We thank you, Lord, for doing this for us, and we're believing that even on today we will receive a phone call that our proposals and the deals that we are looking for are in place, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we believe God. That's what we do. That's what we do. Amen. We trust him. That's it. And there is power, awesome power released when we come together like we are. So I want to thank you for, there are lots of us that are on, you know, and it's so awesome. It really is to me. I do not take it lightly. So I want to thank you for joining us, for being with us. I want to thank you for your role and your humility and making yourself available to come together with us for prayer. And so today is the first day of April. Now, we have begun to celebrate our one-year anniversary. I want to remind you of that. So that's why I said this is not April Fool's Day. This is a glorious story of God doing what he would like to do through us. And I remember when he gave me the inspiration to do this, it was totally new. Totally new to me. I didn't know where it was going to go. But God is good, isn't he? So 1 year later, and tens of thousands, that's not a brag, that's truth, that's fact. Those are statistical numbers. Tens of thousands have been in contact with this program around the world for whatever reason it is serving them. And we thank God. It's serving you. It's serving me. So praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we are out of here for today. It's the day that the Lord hath made. We are rejoicing in it. And if I'm allowed to, I'd love to do a benediction. Now, the peace of God, coming from Hebrews 13, verse 20 to 21. Now, the peace of God that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well. Hallelujah. God bless you. Looking forward to meeting you again. Hallelujah.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Yes. I believe we'll have guest speakers, rather a guest session tomorrow. So it might be easy.
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Bless.
Bless you.
Love you all.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.